Hey guys, it's Jason Webb. This is the show that highlights local business leaders and the movers and shakers of Minnesota. Welcome to Minnesota Made. Hey Minnesota, it's Jason Webb with Minnesota Made. I am sitting at Sport Tech with my new friend Jim Glomstad. Glomstad, right?
Glomstad, yeah.
All right. So we're in Elk River, Minnesota. Jim's from Minnesota, and this is a Minnesota-based company.
Indeed.
And we went on a quick tour, and holy shit, this place is amazing. Like, Jim's a busy guy. We got here early, had to sit out in the waiting room, and just sitting in the waiting room, I got super comfortable. I was thinking about taking a nap. It's a nice place.
That's how we really end, right there in the lobby. So
yeah. And another thing I noticed in the lobby is you're happy employees, which is really cool. And I'm sure that's a goal of yours. And think of me as a secret shopper, man. I was sitting out there hearing the conversations, hearing the laughs, and I really got the impression this is a great place to work. So good job.
That's
with that.
Awesome. That is great to hear. Certainly, we are a culture-forward company. There's a lot of companies that are manufacturing up in this area. We tend to lead with the people first, and we've always done that, and it's been pretty successful for us. And because of that, we've just got a great team here at Sport Tech.
Yeah, successful and paying off.
Indeed.
Yes.
And we're certainly looking to add to the team right now as we continue to grow and do some cool things in the marketplace. And are always looking to add great cultural fits to our company.
Yeah. So is there any particular fits that you're looking for at this time?
We're actually trying to add to our roster a diverse group of people across the entire organization. We are looking for people in our finance group. We're looking for people in our engineering group. For sure, looking for some talented engineers to help us design our new product platforms into the future. People in supply chain, certainly in the production environment, both leadership all the way down to assemblers and kind of anywhere you would like to plug in here, we're looking for help.
Wow, good. So there you go, guys. This is a great place to work. And, out of everything I've seen and talked about and experienced so far up until this point, I am most impressed with what you've done with the company since you became in your role, right? It sounds like you 10x this thing in about 10 years.
Well, we're on our way to doing that for sure. I personally was super blessed. I joined the company at kind of an interesting time. We're pretty big in the power sports industry. Some of the key power sports manufacturers are our largest customers.
Yeah.
There was some really cool stuff going on back in 2010 when the side-by-sides were becoming a big part of the industry.
Yeah.
And we were a well-positioned and trusted supplier to participate in some of that growth and bring some cool innovation to the space. And we've been able to continue to partner with our customers and define something really cool in the industry.
Yeah. Do you want to, it's up to you, man. I don't want to pry, but the numbers that I heard are rather impressive as far as the growth you've been experiencing. Is there anything you want to share regarding the growth?
Well, I would, without getting into too specific of a numbers, and you'll see this kind of in our industry, what is going on right now.
Yeah.
We are probably outpacing a number of our customers in growth just because of the core infrastructure that they would have to be able to ramp up. Demand is good. We're probably in the 30-40% growth wave this year,
wow,
which is a lot of fun. It's a lot to figure out. We certainly want to show up there and deliver for our customers.
Yeah.
It's an interesting time to go through some rapid growth, but
right,
got a pretty good team that's up for the challenge.
And how long have you been CEO here?
So the owner and founder of the company, a great guy and one of my mentors, Chris, sold the business in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had been COO for a number of years for him,
mm-hmm,
and I was lucky enough to be promoted into the CEO spot. So about 18 months at that role.
Okay.
But I had a pretty big role to play
prior to that, in
partnering with him to run the business prior to that.
Yeah. I love when I hear, small town Minnesota boy. Man, I consider you making it big, right? That's like shit dreams made out of, I feel. It's like, I'm from a small town, Annandale, population 3,000 people. And
I know Annandale, awesome. Yeah.
And when I hear these stories of, you know, kind of somebody coming from the middle of nowhere, the black horse, and all of a sudden, boom, they're CEO of a company with hundreds of employees. What was that journey like? You want to take us through some of the high points and or low points of that?
But it's funny, my son is graduating high school this year, and I've had a number of conversations with him as he's trying to figure out what he wants to go to school for and specifically study, that there's no guarantee that what you go to school for you will ultimately end up doing.
True.
But certainly the right choice for me was a technical role. I was a math science guy growing up, really liked that. Ended up going to North Dakota State, go Bison, to study electrical engineering. Did electrical engineering for a couple of consulting companies right out of school. Yeah. Enjoyed that work, but it was away from Minnesota. I love Minnesota, I wanted to get back. Yeah. And I made my way back here in the early 90s and went to work for a manufacturing company in the process control industry. Was doing engineering and technical support. I was really drawn to the marketing side of the business, product management, strategy around products, development, growth, sales. Sure. So I kind of headed down that path, and, okay. and I've been super lucky. I've been mentored by great bosses. I've been surrounded by good teams. I've learned the value of good teams and developing them and partnering with them to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of luck here and there, and yeah. I find myself in the chair.
Yeah, well, I think you're being modest. What do they say luck is? It's like when hard work and opportunity meet, you know, and then luck occurs. So my guess is you've probably been a hard worker all your life. I mean, what was childhood like? Were you're a bigger guy. Were you captain of the football team and hit it hard in the gym and excelled in athletics and that type of thing?
Well, I was actually a smaller guy, and I grew quite a bit in college.
Oh, okay.
Probably a little better golfer than I was a football player.
Oh, okay.
But certainly I was raised in a farm community, out picking rock and detasseling corn and riding bean bar, mowed a dozen lawns and had paper routes and all of that stuff. My dad was my high school principal and a pretty good guy, but he taught me work ethic, and that's certainly stuck with me and something I've tried to work with my kids on as well.
Yeah, well, good. All right, so sport tech. Let's talk a little bit about sport tech. What are some of the things you do? And what do you contribute your success to? I mean, as you know, COVID hit, people stayed home, there was nothing to do, so they went out and bought, you know, ATVs and side-by-sides and that type of thing, but I don't think that could be all of it. Just talk about sport tech.
Sure. So I love talking about sport tech. The story of this business is really cool. The different phases of growth of the company has always been really interesting, and it's been fun to be a part of that. The business was founded, I guess, 27 years ago now, by a gentleman named Chris Carlson. Chris was a lifelong entrepreneur. He's gone on to do other entrepreneurial things, which we're super excited about for him. But he basically came up with a great product idea that would enhance the trail performance of a snowmobile to keep snow from plugging up the headlight. Huh. And that simple idea, which everybody has that idea, everybody has some idea, people just don't take action on that typically. He took action on it, created a part, took it to Heydays, which is a local snowmobile swap meet, kind of knocked it out of the park there, got into some aftermarket windshields under a brand name that he developed, caught the attention of the OEMs, and kind of our journey to be an OEM supplier or somebody that would sell product not branded Sportech, but would be branded by the OEM's brand, that's where that journey kind of started, even, you know, 25, 27 years ago.
Just to keep the snow out of a headlight on a sled.
Yeah, but it was a needed product for sure. The thing was recessed, snow would pile in there. I don't know for those of you who snowmobile at night, but it's kind of mildly important to have the headlight work and light the trail up for you. So.
Right.
I think the way he would tell the story after stopping enough times and digging out the snow out of that, he came up with a great idea and took some action on it.
Awesome.
And then...
Now, his name was Chris?
Yep.
Is he the one that just sold it in 2019?
He sold it in 2019,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So he was certainly an unusual entrepreneurial owner and founder. He stayed and ran the business as CEO all the way up to 2019.
Yeah.
a lot of people tap out with different levels of growth along the way, but yeah. You know, he liked the business, he liked the team, he was passionate about the industry, and really did something wonderful for his family with developing the business.
How did you and Chris meet up? Is there a job posting, or how that happened?
Funny you would say that. So this is one of those interesting. It's kind of who you know, but it's kind of weird how small of a world it
right.
is. So there's a local business leader. His name is Matt Norman. He runs all the Dale Carnegie training franchises here in the area. Matt's a great guy. At the previous job I was at, where I was VP of sales, I was looking at getting some sales training for my team. Mm-hmm. I went over and took one of their classes to kind of audit it and check it out. Mm-hmm. And he and I just, oddly enough, hit it off. He was teaching the class, I was checking it out.
Yeah.
We went out and had a beer, and we were just getting to know each other a little bit. And Matt said, you should go check out this company called Sportech in Elk River. I'm trying to sell them some training. They're looking for sales leadership. I had been at my previous company for about 10 years and was kind of interested in a change.
Sure.
So the internet wasn't as much as it is now, but I got on and kind of Googled the company, and I'm looking at this building, and this building is identical to my college roommate's manufacturing building in Elk River. So I call up my college roommate, who I've, you know, become a lifelong friend, and I said, do you know this Sportech company and this... He goes, that's Chris Carlson's company. He's my mentor. I had lunch with them. So I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So we set up a lunch, and I came up and met the owner, and we kind of liked each other's story. And he was looking to either bring on a general manager to run the business or bring on somebody to run sales. I said, I kind of want the first job, but I'll run sales and see if we can get some stuff going, just to kind of see if we like each other. And, you know, things certainly worked out, and it was pretty cool.
Wow. So when you're telling that story, when you're talking about calling your old college roommates and him knowing exactly the building you're talking about and who you're talking about, I refer to that as a raindrop. And, you know, before a storm comes, you get these sporadic raindrops letting you know that something's on its way. And I take it, when those things happen in my life, I take it as a sign, yeah, this is the right path.
Yep.
It's reassuring, you know what I mean? All right, so you and Chris hook up.
Yep.
And you come on board. And... And I think you said you're running the sales part?
Yep.
Right? And then that developed into more. Chris liked what you were doing, and then you took over some of the operations pieces, right?
Yeah, I got really lucky that a lot of the strategic planning, we led that. That was a sales-led operation within the business. So I partnered with Chris to kind of go through our first level of marketing and strategic planning. It was something the company had done in the past, but I brought in a little bit of experience in a process. Something, you know, to your raindrop analogy, something else that kind of joined Chris and I at that time in the business was we got introduced to EOS, which is called the Traction, or the Entrepreneurial Operating System. It was a way to help small entrepreneurial companies kind of put in a way to run the business, to do their strategic planning, to set up meetings that work across the organization. And it's something that's pretty big in Minnesota manufacturing right now.
I know another company that uses the same system.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got hooked up with Peyton, the local EOS guru, really helped us organize our strategic planning. So,
yeah.
You know, between the serendipity of us two meeting, between bringing in Traction, and set up kind of a cool recipe for growth, throw in their great growth in the industry, you know, at that same time. And we've kind of held on and, you know, have been chasing it ever since. And, you know, you'd ask what is unique about Sportech besides the beginning story is our business model is a pretty cool one. We don't have a ton of customers. We have fewer customer relationships, but we go very deep and wide with our customers.
Yeah, so I like that.
We would consider ourselves a product development and manufacturing partner.
Right.
We really want to be there early on when our customers are trying to do cool stuff on one of the vehicles that they're working on, and then try and bring them solutions and innovation and co-develop it with their technical people and our technical people, so that when vehicles launch, we've got a suite of products that is successful for them in the market, and we grow as a company as well.
Yeah, I like that whole principle of having few clients that you really take care of, and you really get to know what they want and need. I have two insurance agencies. One is this as the personal lines, typical home and auto, thousands of customers. Like, I know some of them, right? But then I got the Minnesota Risk Partners, where I focus on larger corporations, and I know I can only take on 50 clients with that, and then I'm tapped out.
Yep.
You know, but I enjoy that side of the business much more, getting to know the people, getting to know the business, and what it is that they really like. And it sounds like it's paying off for you guys.
Yeah, it's been good. It's funny in the cycle that we're going through right now, you know, the entire industry, but certainly at Sportech, I mean, demand is extraordinary coming out of COVID and kind of what's been going on in the outdoor space. And we are struggling to keep up. The whole industry has capacity constraints, but it's such a, for a company that likes to go build deep relationships and not disappoint our customers, to not be able to fulfill everything we want at the time that they want the parts, it's really challenging for our culture, because we're just wired that way in a kind of a service orientation for them. So,
right.
And when you take on too many accounts like that, it's tough to replicate that model, to your point of you don't want your service level to slip. So.
Right. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, going on the tour and looking at the parts and so on, side-by-sides seem to be your bread and butter, right?
It's a good platform for the industry. It certainly is a good platform for what we're good at designing and some of the manufacturing processes we have.
Yeah. What's the future looking like here? It sounds like you got two facilities, right?
That's correct.
And you're looking at expanding the footprint of the other one?
Yep, that's correct. We're actually going through. We had a great groundbreaking ceremony with the local community.
The chamber
was there. The county was there. And we love Elk River. Elk River is foundational to our existence as a business. They get behind us. They incent us to stay here. And we love to return to the community. We had them out for a groundbreaking ceremony. We've got, in this facility you're at, which is our headquarters and kind of our capital intensive manufacturing, we've got 100,000 square feet here. The other facility that you drove by that you're talking about, that's more of our assembly plant. Mm-hmm. We've got 100,000 square feet of manufacturing there, and we are doubling that one to add another 90 plus thousand. So we'll have about 300,000 square feet here. And we hope to get into that new expansion in September, October of this year.
Jeez, big plans, man.
So it's ripping. It's ripping. But the industry is ripping too. And we want to get ahead of our capacity constraints and make sure that we have, you know, more opportunity to continue to fulfill and partner with our customers. So that's a pretty big bite of the apple, but we're excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you. You know, what some listeners might be wanting to know, you know, your business here is bigger than most that we talked to so far, right? And what's Mr. Big Time CEO like to do in his off time? Do you have passions? Let me guess. Golf?
A little golf. I'm kind of giving up. Although my son's back into golf, so I'm trying to get back into golf.
Oh, nice.
I'm an outdoors dude. I'm a hunt fish guy.
Yeah.
I really like to ice fish in the winter. We got a cabin up north that's a big deal to my family, and spend a lot of time doing that. I'm not as good of a summer fisherman, but I've got friends that are, so I rely on the kindness of my buddies to do that. Love to hunt in the fall. Love to chase big game every once in a while and go out and try and do
deer
cool
hunting.
Stuff. Some deer hunting for sure, although my daughter is a better deer hunter than I am, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And then we're big, we like recreating on lakes and stuff, so we do some wakeboarding and wake surfing and things like that. That's kind of been a fun thing for our family, so just get outside and do fun stuff.
Yeah, I live on Lake Pulaski in Buffalo.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. My boys enjoy it too.
Awesome.
So, you know, I love the fact, again, that you're from a small town and you climb that ladder, one thing led to another, the raindrops are falling. And if there's any young listeners out there who aspire to become their own CEO of a company, any words of advice?
Get lucky is helpful. you know, I would go back to you know, work ethic is important for sure. Take on some summer jobs, do some work. That is important both to kind of drive and inspire effort in life, but it also teaches you to work with people and connect with people and operate with people and learn how to be successful with people.
Yes.
If you are lucky enough to connect with somebody that you think knows something, be gracious and don't be afraid to ask for mentorship and help and
That's something I've been struggling with.
People tend to want to help people, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think people can often be scared to ask for help or scared to reach out to somebody.
It's like not macho or it sounds weird or something. I think people get hung up on that.
But by and large, if someone asks you for some help.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no by any means.
Regardless of the situation, most people would tend to want to help somebody along.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
So,
we get stuck in our own heads, I think.
I've sought out mentors, but I've been super lucky, too, to have a couple just kind of placed by Providence right in front of me. And Chris, the owner of this business, although I've been successful in building teams throughout my life, he really taught me the power of building a good team, investing in that team, building deep personal relationships with that team, and to build that trust, to build that camaraderie that, I mean, we're in the manufacturing business. You have problems in the manufacturing business. It is the nature of the beast, regardless of if markets are good or bad, and you want a team that you can work with and trust and enable them to build great teams underneath them to solve problems at different levels in the organization. And I know it's cliche, but it's really all about the teams and the people that you connect with in your journey, for sure.
Yeah, you place a lot of importance on the people. Yeah, you're a people strategist in a sense, and trying to build up the people around you, right? And that builds up your company.
It's surprising how little you can do by yourself, but how much you can do with a great team of people.
Yeah, this is not a business for a Lone Ranger.
No. Well, we're growing, we're getting bigger, but we're still small and scrappy and entrepreneurial, and it's not the type of business where you can go and hide here and just kind of phone it in. You got to kind of get the craziness and get the industry and kind of want to show up and kick butt a little bit. So that's what I like about this place, and that's what I like about the people that make it here and are successful here. They're wired in a certain way that they kind of get it, they get what we're doing and like it.
Sure. Good. Well, I mean, listeners, if you're not convinced that this is a great place to work, I don't know what else to tell you. And, I experienced it firsthand, sitting out in the front entryway, the laughing and the joking, and they had a beanbag tournament going on today. Is that an annual event you guys do?
Oh, that is the annual event.
The event.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
If you didn't hear trash talking, you probably weren't listening hard enough. So
I heard somebody talking about the Double J's. That must be a team.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to find out more about the company, maybe work here, what would be the best way of going about that? Would it be your website?
Yeah, I'd start with the website for sure. And that's sportechinc.com.
Okay.
And just go out, you can just search under Sportech too, and you'd find us one way or another. And we've got all of our openings listed there, a little bit about the business, who we are culturally, who we are, related to the marketplace and things like that. And you'd get a vibe for who we are, and please reach out and connect. And we're looking to add to the team and continue the growth and help people develop and self-actualize, which is kind of a big deal around here. So
yeah, for sure. All right, Jim, I appreciate the time, and I see big things for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for giving us a chance to tell our story a little bit.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can see you after the next wave of growth.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.